Sport on RTE Radio 1.
And Pádraig Lodge is back with us. Good morning, Pádraig, again.
Morning, Justin. The Republic of Ireland under 17 soccer team secured top spot in their group at the World Cup in Qatar, drawing 0-0 with Paraguay. They'll now face Canada in the last 32 of the tournament. The Canadians were second in their group, with France edging them for top spot on goal difference. The Ireland-Canada match will take place on Friday afternoon at 3:15. There's no extra time in this tournament, so if they're level after 90 minutes, it'll go straight to a penalty shootout. And there will be a live doubleheader on RTE2 and the RTE Player on Friday. That Irish under-17s match against Canada at 3:15, and then the Irish under-21s have their Euro qualifier in Birmingham against England at 7:45. So two live games Friday, viewing sorted. Well, let's hear now from the player of the match yesterday. That was Dundalk defender Vinnie Leonard.
Yeah, it's great, obviously, to top the group. I think we dug deep as a team tonight because, listen, Paraguay are a good team and it was a good test. They're a physical group, and yeah, I think we dug deep, and it could be a big point at the end of everything.
Important for you to get a clean sheet as well for the confidence for the defence and the goalkeeper.
Yeah, exactly. We were disappointed not to get a clean sheet before now, but we're all happy to get it now.
What's the message amongst yourselves as a group?
We just need to regroup now and focus on it. I don't think we're going to be too concerned on who we get next because we're going to be confident going into it anyway. So just regroup and focus.
That's Vinnie Leonard there. Portugal striker Cristiano Ronaldo has confirmed that next year's World Cup will be his sixth and last. The 40-year-old edging closer now to retirement. Portugal will book their place at the World Cup if they beat the Republic of Ireland in Dublin tomorrow. You'll know it's big excitement when Ronaldo comes to town, isn't there?
It's full.
Well, I'd expect that, yes. Yeah. And obviously, the condition that Ronaldo keeps himself in at his age is remarkable, to be playing football at that high level.
I mean, in theory, this could be the last time he comes to Dublin, but it's hard to believe he will ever retire.
No, he said maybe another year or two, but he's absolutely maxed out in terms of getting the most out of his body in his career. This morning, the Irish manager, Hamer Halgrimsson, will be holding his pre-match press conference. He may give us some indication of what sort of team he's going to put out tomorrow night. And a reminder that we have a Thursday night sports special here on Radio 1 for live coverage of that World Cup qualifier against Portugal. It'll run from 7:30 until 10 o'clock. On to rugby, and after missing the New Zealand and Japan games, Mac Hansen trained fully with the Ireland squad yesterday. He now looks set to play some part against his native Australia on Saturday. Ulster centre Stuart McCluskey also trained fully. Doubts remain about Josh van der Fleer and Gary Ringrose, who are both nursing hamstring strains. Live commentary on that Ireland-Australia match here on Radio 1 from Michael Corcoran on Saturday night. And Michael has been speaking to Leinster prop Thomas Clarkson, first of all, about that win over Japan last Saturday.
To be fair to them, like, they were a good attacking side, and I think in that first half in particular, in the first like 10 minutes, we defended a lot, but we didn't necessarily get the ball back, and so it meant, like, we were defending well, but it meant that, like, we were defending long sets, and then you couple that with the way we were, the line-out wasn't going well, so we didn't really get a chance to enforce our game on them. Like, we were kind of having to deal with them a lot. So I think at half time it was just about kind of stepping up and taking control, like who was going to be the player that took the game to them. And to be fair, the bench had a good impact in doing that, but it was just kind of trying to get that right from the start, really.
As the game wore on, I mean, you could see that you were beginning to click that bit better. So the good thing about it is that there's a game this week, irrespective of who plays or otherwise, but people are beginning to understand each other a bit better now.
Yeah, for sure. As in, like, the season only started for a lot of lads. Lads have played 2-3 games with URC, or some lads that only played one or none at all, and they're going into these kind of really high intensity international games. So, like, I don't want to use that as an excuse, but we are definitely getting into our flow now. It'll be better.
And in terms of running out of the Aviva again this weekend, I suppose that's one of the good things about playing home matches, but you're running out against international opposition in front of all of your mates and against players who you know quite well.
Yeah, no, for sure. It was a funny old kickoff there last week, 12:40. Wasn't used to that now, so looking forward to 8 p.m. The place, lads will have got a few points into them, so the place should be rocking.
Hopefully everyone won't have a few points in them, but there should be more of an atmosphere for sure on Saturday night. Thomas Clarkson there. Emma Raducanu attended England training yesterday in Surrey ahead of their showdown with New Zealand at Twickenham on Saturday. The tennis star gave advice to the England players on how to deal with pressure, and she even took part in a line-out drill. The Ireland women's team will take on Luxembourg at 5 o'clock this evening at the National Basketball Arena in Tala in their opening European Championship qualifier. The Irish women's international programme is only back in operation since 2021 after financial issues in Basketball Ireland saw it effectively abandoned for more than a decade. Mark Power needs a miraculous final round today to secure his DP World Tour card. In the penultimate round of qualifying school in Spain, the Kilkenny man made an eagle and three birdies in a 2-under par round of 69. He shares 54th place and is 7 strokes outside the top 20 in ties, who will win cards. Scottish-born Gavin McPherson will tee off at the New South Wales Open tomorrow, having qualified last month without setting foot on a single blade of real grass. McPherson earned his spot at the tournament by winning the inaugural NSW Virtual Open, which was played on a network of golf simulators, so he qualified remotely but will compete in person. Carlos Alcaraz fought back to beat Taylor Fritz in a 3-set thriller at the season-ending ATP Finals in Turin. Alcaraz is now just one win away from ensuring that he will retain his world number one ranking ahead of Yannick Sinner at the end of the year. Michael van Gerwen progressed to the knockout stages of the Grand Slam of Darts in Wolverhampton, easing to a 5-2 victory over Gary Anderson. Defending champion Luke Littner beat Daryl Gurney 5-1. And finally, the international exploits of Willie Mullins, Donica O'Brien and Keith Donoghue have seen them included in the nominations for the Horse Racing Ireland Awards. The winners will be announced next month.